Well, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here this morning. My name is Jared Rich, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Ridgeland Church. And we are so grateful that you are here for our Christmas program. I just want to let you know about a couple things that are going on. This is all in the bulletin that's in your program for family. So we have our Holiday Family Bazaar coming up this Saturday. We're going to have like 40 vendors here in the sanctuary and a few more vendors throughout our building. So it's crafts and bakeries, and we'll have all kinds of craft like projects for kids and everything. So this next Saturday is going to be a really fun time here at Ridgeland. Also, we do have our Christmas Eve service on the 24th at 4 p.m. It's going to be a candlelight service with songs and scripture and story. And so we are looking forward to that. Would you pray with me as we begin this morning? God, we are so grateful that we get to gather together on a Sunday morning, and we get to listen to little ones that we love seeing and have joy and be able to participate in that. So God, I would ask that you would bless this time together. In your name, amen. Here at Ridgeland, we have been in a series for Advent called Behold. And what we've been doing is that we've been going through the different characters at your traditional nativity. So we started out with Mary, and we looked at her behold message that she got from the angel that, hey, like, you're going to become pregnant. And everything that meant for her, which is not this like novelized, nice, cute thing. It probably, there's a lot that she had to process in receiving this message. And then last week we talked about Joseph, and he got a different behold message because he was in the chaos of being told, like, by his betrothed, like, I'm pregnant. And he was like, okay, well, I'll just divorce you quietly. And everything that he had to process through. And then the angel shows up and said, hey, you don't, like, be at peace. Like, take her as your wife. It's okay. Like, what you were thinking of doing it quietly, not throwing the law at her, like, you're in the right direction. Let's just take another step further. And this week, it's just really short, but it just reminded me of when I was listening to our kids seeing throughout the last, you know, couple weeks, is that we have the shepherds. And so in Luke 2, 8 through 20, this is what the Gospel of Luke says about the shepherds. It says, that night, the night that Jesus was born, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby and guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them, do not fear, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. And when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph, and there is the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and that the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story was astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart, and she thought about them. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. You see, the shepherds were like the lowest class possible. I mean, they were on the outskirts. They lived among their flock, and so they stunk. People didn't like them in town all that much, but they were necessary. And honestly, they would have been the least that would be herald to, that the Savior, the Messiah, was coming. And they would have been in these dark fields, and then all of a sudden there was this random person among them with shining, and, I mean, I don't know if you've ever, like, I don't know, Emma Jane, our daughter, comes in sometimes in the morning, just, like, flips on the light. Mom, Dad, it's time to get up. And it's just that, like, bright, in-your-face, from darkness. And this is where these shepherds would have been at with their flock. And then it starts out almost as this royal herald. So they were terrified. I mean, they were in the midst of this brightness and in this radiance. But then the angel reassures them. This figure that shows up with all of this light reassures them. Fear not, for behold. And behold, really, I mean, for us is more translated into like, listen up, pay attention, lean in. Don't miss this. I bring you good news of great joy, and it will be for all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign, and you will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. So this starts out like a royal herald, and they've probably honestly had heard something like this. Somebody important has a child, and they hear a herald in the street corners, and awesome, somebody really important has been born, but that doesn't really mean much for the shepherds. But this time it's different. This time it's an angel that says the Savior, the Messiah, who they have been waiting on for so long. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of years these people have been waiting for this news, and yet it comes to shepherds. It comes to these lowly shepherds that they probably would have been the last to hear. They were in the town square. And where it gets interesting is that the angel is telling them how to find the Messiah, their Savior. And they didn't even think they would have been told this in the first place. But then this is how you find him. And the sign wasn't extravagant. It wasn't about gold and purple robes. It wasn't about a gold-plated crib. It wasn't in places like a temple or palaces. It was just simple strips of cloth wrapped around a child and laying in a manger. And the thing is that this would have been a very familiar image for them, because this is how they would have treated their children. This is how shepherds would have treated their children, wrapping them in strips of cloth that they had and lying them in a wood manger that they put fresh hay in that the sheep just fed from maybe a few hours prior. See, this is how they would have cared for their newborn. And this Messiah, this Savior, was even for the shepherd. This Savior looked like them. This Savior was treated like them. This Savior was accessible to these shepherds. They were being told, go and look for this familiar sign. And it's not a palace that you'll be turned away from. It'd be a place that you'll be welcome. And so as this was sinking in, then the rest of this like heavenly host show up and start singing and glorifying. And out of this excitement, it just ushers them to find Jesus. And I can only imagine the joy that these shepherds had. The news of their Savior, and to be able to go see him. Be able to go interact with them. Be able to go and praise and be one of the first witnesses to the Messiah that they had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years. And he was just like them. Just how they would imagine their own children laying in a manger wrapped with strips of cloth. The Savior of the world for the lowly. The Savior of the world for everyone. And so as this message has been going through my head this last week, I have been, you know, listening to all the kids practice their songs. You can hear it echo and reverberate through the halls. And when they come in here, and you can just hear the joy and excitement that they have, and they're singing about Christmas, and whether it's a traditional song or not, which you'll find out, there was just so much joy. There was just so much joy, and it reminded me once again that Christmas, this time of joy and celebration of Jesus coming, this Savior is for them. So he comes as a child, recognizable and relatable to children. They know about baby Jesus. I mean, they have probably a baby that maybe around Christmas, they might pretend that they're baby Jesus. but the Savior is for them as well. And so that was going through my mind. And so I'm just really, really excited for you guys to be able to hear and participate in the joy that our kids will have this morning in celebrating Christmas. And so in advance, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us for the Little Lights Academy and Ridgeland Kids Christmas program.
Christmas time is here. Clap your hands louder now. Christmas time is here. Jump up.
Jingle bells. my friends. Next, they will sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They've picked out for you is a song that they learned in chapel, and this is called Oh, What a Special Night. Classroom, we're so proud of you. class we'd like to welcome is our pre-kindergarten and kindergarten class. To do the snowball poem. Santa Got Stuck. And last, they will sing Silent Night. Kindergarten friends. At this time, we're so excited to welcome our Ridgeland Church kids. They are going to be joining Little Lights Academy, and the children have all prepared a play for you entitled Happy Birthday, Jesus. Thank you.
Is that birthday stuff? Is this a birthday party? Where's the birthday banner? Where's the birthday banner? There should be a birthday banner somewhere. I wonder where the birthday... It is! It's a birthday party, everyone! Oh my goodness, I love birthday parties so much! There's a party hat, and there's a cake, and there's balloons. Oh, I love birthday parties so much. And there's presents. Presents. Oh my goodness, it's the best part of any birthday celebration. Oh, I gotta know what's inside those presents, but I shouldn't peek at the presents. You're not supposed to peek in the presents, but I can't help it. I gotta know what's inside these presents. Okay, one peek only. No one will know. It'll be okay. Just one peek into the present. My goodness, that was such a cool present! Now I want to know what's in the other presents too, but you're not supposed to peek, but I just, one more present. No one's gonna know. I'm looking at another present. If I can't see them, they can't see me. I just gotta know what's in this next present. Goodness, this is so cool. These presents are so amazing. Oh, there's one more, and I really shouldn't look at it, but I'm trying to figure out, though. Whose birthday is it anyway? Oh, it's Jesus' birthday. That makes so much more sense now. Well, you know what? I bet Jesus wouldn't mind if I peeked at the last gift anyway. So let's see what's in here. Little kids, let's have a seat. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own town to be registered, and Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room. Now in the same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. Our friends from Ridgeland Church Kids are now going to sing two songs, "Angels We Have Heard on High" and "In a Stable."
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Lord, hold me up.
In a stable.
In a stable.
In a manger.
In a manger.
Lies a baby.
Lies a baby.
A baby boy.
A baby boy.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Born at Christmas.
Born at Christmas.
He is God's gift.
He is God's gift.
Of great joy.
Of great joy.
Jesus, baby Jesus, sent down to earth. Oh, Jesus, baby Jesus, we are thankful for your birth.
In a stable.
In a stable.
In a manger.
In a manger.
Lies a baby.
Lies a baby.
A baby boy.
A baby boy.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Born at Christmas.
Born at Christmas.
And he is God's gift.
He is God's gift.
Of great joy.
Of great joy.
Jesus, baby Jesus, sent down to earth. Oh, Jesus, baby Jesus, we are thankful for your.
Lies a baby.
Lies a baby.
We want to thank you so much for being here today. We have one last song that is for all of our friends from Little Life Academy Original Church together. So for all those friends, for my kindergarten class, and if you want to come up and join us, little friends, please come up to the platform now. Don't worry, you can head back to Mommy and Daddy in just a moment. Please join us now on the platform. And then I'm also going to invite all of our mommies and daddies, aunts, uncles, grandparents, friends to stand up. We're all going to sing this song together at the very end. All right? So we're going to get our friends in place. Come on up here. Yeah. All right. And this is our Christmas Carol mashup. This is a fun group of songs all together. So...
echoing their joyous strains. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, thank you all so much again for being here today. We have cookies and punch for reception. If one of your friends is the one up here, parents, please come pick up your kids from the platform. And we thank you again so much for being here. We look forward to seeing you at our reception.